If you are interested in seeing a live show, you really need to go to our respective and respectable websites. To buy tickets to see one of my performances, I might be coming to somewhere near you. I'm doing a bunch of different dates. It's samcampbelltour.com.
I have a new tour starting in September. And for information about tickets, you can go to my website. It's Lucy Beaumont. I can't remember the website.
It's .co.uk.
But if you just Google Lucy Beaumont website, it'll come up with it. Okay, thank you. Bye.
You got to know your website.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I got nothing but love for the boys from above. I'm talking God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. The word is good, are you ready to hear it? God always finds you if you're feeling lost. Jesus died for you, he was on a cross. The Holy Spirit is the name of the game. It's Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, I've got nothing but love for the boys from above. Above. And action. Lucy, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I think I'm feeling really good.
Do you? Mm. Yeah, I'm on antibiotics.
Oh, I'm on antibiotics.
No.
I have tonsillitis.
You're
so bad.
You're just saying that.
I'm serious.
We're both on antibiotics.
Yeah.
What ones have you got?
Oh, I cannot remember. Through the lexicine, I don't, it's a penicillin one. It's the tonsillitis one.
Oh, right. How long have you got to take it for?
I've only got 2 days left.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. But how long was the course?
It was a big tub of pills.
Well, they're big tonsils, I've heard.
Well, it was your sickness. It's so rude of me not to ask.
No, it's okay. I wondered when we'd get home. I had a water infection.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's where the water in your body becomes infected.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I knew it was a water infection because it felt like one.
Hold on a second. Where is the water in your body?
Well, it's sort of, you feel it in your tummy.
Mm.
You feel like cold inside, and that's how you know.
What got in the water to poison it, so to speak?
I think it's from the culture, the toxic culture we're in.
Oh, yeah. That does. It is wearing on me a
fair bit.
Social
media.
This is not a woke podcast. Welcome to... What's the sickest you've ever been, by the way?
Oh, God. Are we talking mentally or physically?
Oh, let's go physical.
Okay. Flu in about 2008 was the worst I've ever been.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was dying and it was 3 weeks in bed. It was horrific.
Oh, God. Which one? Monkey? Swan? Bird?
I don't know. Oh, will it... It won't have been an animal, will it? Will it?
I think most of them come from bees.
No, not flu that you get in Yorkshire.
Oh, you're big time. Pudding flu.
What's the most ill you've ever been?
I think I had swine flu and it really laid me out.
Really?
Yeah.
And you knew it was swine flu?
I thought some of the stuff I was up to at that time, yeah. I think so. I was shaking a few trotters.
When did you get it?
This was in the 2000s.
What, when like indie music was big?
Yeah, there was a lot of that stuff around. The Fleet Foxes?
Fleet Foxes, yeah. The editors.
Yeah.
Scissor Sisters.
Oh, Scissor Sisters were huge.
Yeah. Well, they were big in America. Where are you from?
Sorry?
Australia.
I'm from Australia.
Did
you
get it in Australia?
Scissor Sisters, yeah. We got a lot of popular music.
Did you get swine? Did you get swine flu?
Yeah, I got it from Australian swine.
And
there's big
hot
pigs in Australia. Razorbacks, they call it, out in the bush. They're huge.
I've heard.
They can kill. These big bush pigs, their nostrils are so big.
Yeah.
So a normal pig, you could put probably, what, 3 fingers into their nose? These pigs are so big, you could put your whole head into one of their nostrils.
No.
Yes, I'm serious. That's how you get swine flu.
It's just the nostrils are big. The
whole pig's big. Eyes are big. Eyes are beady but big.
Are they in proportion, or are you talking like just massive?
These are huge pigs. You could ride one if they weren't so ferocious and volatile. They just run around the bush causing trouble.
And the bush is a real place.
Have you got a pet at the moment on the go?
No, but I've got a fur coat. I think it's made of mink.
I think that's, yeah, wow. And you've got a coat like
that. But from a long time ago.
How did you get it? Was it inherited?
From a charity shop.
Do you know, I've got a fur coat. Guess what the fur is from?
What is it from?
Furby.
The Furby.
That little talking creature.
I think you could sell them.
Do you reckon that's a good idea?
I don't have that, but
it could be a good invention.
You would be able to sell Furby fur coats.
Yeah, Furby fur coats.
I've been on the lookout for a business venture.
Well, this is a perfect one.
No, I have been keeping my ears open because you hear about people, don't you? They just set something up and then it goes mad and then they just retire and they live off the earnings of
it. Oh, I would love to be a billionaire.
Would you?
And I would be graceful if I ever was one.
Would you? I wouldn't want to be a billionaire.
Why not?
I just think it's too much pressure.
Yeah.
I'm not very good with... Are you good with money?
Not so much. I struggle, yeah. I make crazy purchases.
So do you have any pets?
I have had pets. I've had scandalous pets.
Oh, what?
My axolotl.
What?
I haven't told you this story. So I had a pet axolotl.
So I'm sorry, what is an axolotl?
It's a Mexican walking fish. So it's
small.
It's got gills.
It's got gilt?
Gills.
Okay. Sorry.
It's got a lot of guilt. This is a humiliated animal. No, it's got sort of these nice red gills, and it's got arms and legs, but it sits in a tank of water. It doesn't move much.
Mm.
It's kind of the perfect pet.
Sounds it.
And if it gets sick, you just put it in the fridge, and it gets better.
What?
Yeah. And I had one, and his arm got ripped off in the water filter. And it just grew back.
Oh, Sam.
They're regenerative.
Was you living at home?
Yeah.
With parents?
Yeah.
Okay, that's exactly what happened.
What do you mean?
That's not what happened, Sam.
You think that they replaced the axolotl?
I would put a mortgage on it.
I think, I mean, are we allowed to Google this stuff? Type in, producer, axolotl grows it back. Can it grow it back? What do you think?
In the fridge.
In the fridge. Not in the fridge. The fridge is another thing.
Have you Googled anything before? What the?
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But it has to be in the fridge. I'm so sorry.
It doesn't have to be in the fridge, but they do like it in there. It's a really no-frills pet.
That's mental.
Yeah.
Why hasn't every kid got one?
They're quite slimy.
Why are we messed about with hamsters?
Yeah, maybe there's something romantic about having an animal that will die just if it gets scared.
Oh, my gosh. It just grows back.
Mm.
I'm sorry to doubt you. I just didn't think it was possible.
Well, believe it. You know, believe it and believe it now.
Oh, gosh. But that's the only – you had any pets with fur?
Teeth?
You had any pets with teeth?
Yeah, I had one of these little dog called Sally. Oh. She lived to be 18 and she was a nightmare.
Oh, really?
She was just feral, but we all loved her.
Did you? Oh. Yeah.
And I think my dad, maybe he's trying to strip, like we had this big, big, big ham.
Yeah.
And he's trying to maybe strip the last bits of meat off it, or he left it in a bowl of water.
Yeah.
And she was so ravenous, she drank all of the water to get to the bone. This whole huge bowl of water. She was just like this plump little animal and just couldn't move. And we'd go and poke her and she'd just scratch. It was so funny.
And would it have been quite salty water, was it?
It would have been, but yeah, she was just mental.
Oh,
She'd always jump on the table. She could jump really high. Really? And she'd just go on the table and had no respect.
No, yeah, but that's animals for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless you train them.
What have been some of your pets?
I had a hamster.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we called it Houdini because it would escape on a night. It was so clever. He used to put his little plastic house underneath, you know, the door for the cage, climb up on the roof and lift the little latch up and get out. And my mum killed it on impact.
Sorry?
My mum was watching, there was a program called The X-Files. Did you get it in Australia? Mm-hmm.
Big influence.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it really?
I like that stuff, yeah.
Big influence on?
Just the way I see the world.
Okay.
This so-called reality.
And my mum was watching that in the dark and the hamster ran along the back of the settee just in her eye line as there was a really scary bit on X-Files. And she said she kung fu'd. She like did a kung fu chop on it and instantly just killed it.
Oh my
God. Stunned it and it just died there and then.
Wow. Why did she tell you that?
Because it was the truth, I suppose.
If I had a child and I had karate chopped their pet to death, I'd go, oh yeah, it escaped.
Oh yeah. No, sorry. She didn't tell me when I was a child. She told me.
Oh, later on.
Like just drunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way. Oh, wow. She karate chopped her deity.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Has she had training?
She's a ninja.
Is she?
Yeah, she is like got like the amazing skills, my mum, and her reflexes are unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, no, she's like really quite incredible in that respect.
Quite quick.
But she's never trained or anything.
She hasn't had training.
She's just in her.
She's quick to anger.
Yeah, yeah.
Violent woman.
Yeah.
And do you have reservoirs of anger inside you that erupt?
Yeah, but I'm from the northeast of England, so it's sort of like you're trained to do that.
That's an angry people?
Warm-hearted, confrontational people.
Warm-hearted, confrontational people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess when the heart gets too warm, it becomes hard to handle. Okay, so really quickly, this is what happened to my axolotl.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Really, really quick. So I had a pet axolotl called Joe, and I left to go to university.
Right.
And my mum was a teacher. She's a chalky. And the axolotl went to live at her school.
Wow.
And all the kids loved the axolotl, big fans of Joe. And then he died and they buried the axolotl and had a big funeral. It was a beautiful ceremony, really classy. And kids did speeches. Then a boy dug up the axolotl's corpse and was mucking around with it. And it all got covered up because it was the principal's son.
Oh, my God. Why haven't I seen that on Netflix?
They want the rights to this badly, but out of respect for my fallen fish, they haven't done it.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he'd, like, figured out where it was buried and had dug it up and was sort of.
I think that's a cartoon, you know.
Anyone who mucks around with a corpse is no good.
No. Well, but they do say that the children of teachers.
Are often.
Insane.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Because teachers generally are good teachers, but they don't make very good parents.
Oh, it's like chefs where they'll make a duck l'orange and then go home and have KFC.
Yeah. That's basically, you're getting the sort of dregs of their parental abilities because they just use them all for money.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, oh, teach me the alphabet. They'd be like, how much have you got?
But the principal's son, because he's going to feel a sense of entitlement, isn't he? So that's not
exactly
a good
thinks he
line.
Rules the roost. Well, guess what? I'm calling you out on this podcast, boy.
But it didn't regenerate itself.
Oh wow, that would be great. And then it could sort of haunt this boy like a Lady Macbeth.
Yeah,
saying I know what you did.
Follow me around.
Sicko.
That's a great story. How did you feel about him doing that to your pet?
I was quite shocked and also wanted justice, but the guy's untouchable. I thought about enrolling in the school and pretending to be a student and tracking him down, but
he had too much on. After uni.
Yeah.
What did you study?
I studied animation.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I think you should make a cartoon of that. I can see it as like a quirky cartoon.
Axolotl's Lament.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's not bad.
I can see it. It's very visual.
If anyone has, if anyone wants to put in some cash for this damn thing.
And how did you end up being a comic then if you studied animation?
Oh, I just got into it. I always liked it, and then I went to watch a few things.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved, like, going to see Ross Noble. I saw him, and I thought he was crazy.
Yeah.
And you know he eats two barbecue chooks before he goes on stage? Barbecue chickens.
Chickens?
Yeah.
He eats two of them?
Before he goes on stage.
Did he tell you that?
Well, I'd heard about it from his, like, tour manager, like, years ago. And then I met him in Adelaide, and I said, is it true that you eat two barbecue chickens before you go on stage? And he said, I haven't done that for a while. Now I just eat the arms, the wings and the legs.
Whoa. He must have done it once and had a good gig and then felt he had to carry on.
Yeah, maybe superstition.
I have a pad thai before I go.
Every time?
I have a lime and soda every time.
Wow.
And I can't go on stage without one.
A lime and soda?
Yeah.
Wow, that's in your rider sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then during my tour I started having a pad thai and couldn't stop.
And that's become your go-to?
Yeah. But, I mean, two barbecue chickens is a bit much, isn't it?
Well, and he improvises the whole thing. So he's, imagine that, a belly full of chalk. We've got to ask him, why are you clogging yourself up with chalk?
Yeah. Chalk, what do
chalk?
You...
Chalk? You don't call chickens chalks?
No.
You would never say that?
No, never.
A mink killed my chooks.
No, I like it. I don't
know
why
we call
them
chickens.
You call them chooks?
Yeah.
Why don't you call them chickens?
Right, you just call it a chook.
But it's not that much different to saying chicken, is it?
Well, this is just something that's baked into me. I would just always say a chook.
Chook. Oh, that's lovely.
Sometimes you just don't have time to say chicken. You got to go chook. What was your second? So you had a hamster. Who was karate chopped to death.
Yeah. And then I had a cat and the cat ran away and we never saw it again. Shimmy? Yeah.
Oh, it's all to do with escape, like shimmy up the chimney and Houdini away.
Yeah, they're all trying to leave. And then recently I had a dog that I gave away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why did you give him away?
Because it tried to bite my child's face.
Right.
Yeah.
And who do you blame?
The child. The child.
What, was she taunting the animal?
Yeah. And he was getting very jealous. Mm. But obviously, it's harder to give the child away than the dog.
Yeah.
So the dog had to go.
The dog had to go. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. I know. It was sad. But it's in a better place now.
Oh, where is it?
It's with friends who are childless.
Oh, right.
Who treat it as a child, and it's having the best time of its life. They send me pictures as if, like, they've adopted it from me. Oh, so they let me be involved in, like, big, you know, like, wedding birthdays.
Wedding? The dog got married?
When it's the dog's birthday and Christmas and big things like that.
They send photos of it.
Yeah, they let me feel like I'm involved.
Yeah. And does the dog look at photos of you when you have major events?
No, they brought the dog. We decided
when
to
you host the Live at the Apollo, did they chuck it on for the dog?
No, but we decided to wait a year before the dog had contact with me again.
Oh, yeah. It's good to give it a year.
Yeah, and he didn't know who I was.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
If you could get rid of one animal from the whole world, what would it be?
One from the whole world.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Dogs would be the one to get rid of.
I think.
Controversial, Lucy.
I just think it's the one that would cause the most ruckus.
It would shake things up for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I personally think? I think it's weird how we eat some animals and then have other animals as our babies.
Yeah, yeah. It is. I mean, there was a big furor in Australia. A famous fish just died, a grouper called Gus.
Is this true?
Yes.
Okay.
100% hand on heart.
Right.
So there's this. So I think this is in Cronulla. There's a few gropers around in Australia. I knew the Clovelly groper, who I think was called Bluey.
Right.
So there's a territorial fish.
So you name all your fish.
I didn't call it that. This is everyone would call it this.
Right, okay.
So there's a big thing. So these gropers, they are huge. It's a big blue fish.
Groupers.
Groper?
Okay, carry on.
That's it. It's an unfortunate name. But they, and then every couple of years, someone will, maybe from overseas, will spearfish the groper and kill it, and then all the locals will be like up in arms and furious about it.
Why?
Because they just, we just love them so much and they're such gentle beasts, and you're just not, you're, it's illegal to spear them.
Oh, really?
But someone who doesn't know the rules or who flaunts the rules deliberately will kill a groper, and then they'll bring it up and go, I've caught this, and everyone, all the locals will attack them.
Oh, God.
It's happened, and it just happened recently, this fish called Gus.
How?
And they want to give it a state funeral. Like, it's a big deal when it happens.
So how many groupers are there in the
Along the, so there's usually only one in each sort of area.
Oh, right. So you, yeah. So there's not like, it's not like carp then.
No. Oh, in the world, I don't know how many groupers there are. Probably hundreds. But
oh, so you're not saying grouper with an Australian
No,
accent.
Like a groper.
I have no idea what a grouper is.
A grouper is a big blue fish with a very funny beak and a nice.
A beak?
It's sort of got a beak.
Okay.
It's got a funny fish. Yeah. And that you would really like. Can we get up a groper or is that going to? Okay, there we go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. They're lovely.
So this Yahoo has been fined $800 for killing this groper. This name was Gus.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I see. So that's why it's famous, because there's not many of them.
No. And people really get involved with them. Like, I think a politician was like, oh, my family love the groper. This is like a tragedy. He's probably looking for votes, but yeah.
But yeah, but the god, that you can tell that it's got like a nice personality.
Oh yeah, very gentle, very inquisitive, very friendly.
And then someone killed it.
Spearfish, yeah.
With a spear.
Yeah, with a spear, yeah.
And then did they get money for it?
Who?
The people who kill it, do you think?
Oh, well, they get just get attacked by the locals immediately. They'll just get bashed as soon as they come out of the water.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and is that near where you lived?
Yeah.
Oh.
That made me a bit homesick.
Do you feel like you grew up around lots of wildlife?
Yeah, yes and no. Not as crazy as like the English people who think it's all, you know, that you live inside a zoo or something.
Did you see a tarantula? Do you have one in your home?
I've seen, yeah, like, not a tarantula. I've seen golden orb spiders and I have seen redback spiders.
Right.
Yeah. But I would like a huntsman spider. I would touch with my hands. I'm not afraid.
Really? Yeah. And they can kill?
No, they can't kill. They're gentle.
Because you grow up in this country thinking everyone in Australia is mad.
Yeah, I think there must have been some TV show or something that everyone was, you know, watching. Like I watched Monarch of the Glen. I didn't think everyone was doing all that kind of stuff. I watched Dials Ellen Pascoe. I didn't think everyone was, you know, there was overridden with crime.
But did you have killer spiders in your home?
Sometimes, but most of the times, no.
But sometimes.
Every now and again.
But just once is too much.
You know, I don't think it's as bad as people say.
But the threat, is the threat always there and you think about it every morning?
But the threat's always, you know, a drone could come and get you any time.
It's not got eight legs. It's something about the legs.
Yeah, it is about the legs. Yeah, I would say it's, and especially if you're living in one of the major cities, you know, you've got
you
no
don't
problems.
See him.
You're not
oh,
seeing
right.
stuff.
It's what okay. about
you? Got to visit. When are you going to go to Australia?
I'm just concerned about the flight time.
Really?
Well, it's tiring, isn't it, when you get back, the jet lag.
Oh, but you can just time shift. You can beat it using melatonin and using an app called Time Shifter. That's what I've done. It tells you what to do.
Does it?
Because you need light. Get yourself to, you can be like a moth and you can just find a light and look at it and time it exactly right.
And does it work?
And you'll feel as good as a peach.
Does it work?
Yeah, it's worked for me.
Wow. Okay.
It's worked for me and it's worked for people I care about.
Really? And are you no part of, you haven't, you're not.
No businesses, none of that stuff. No one wants me to help promote their thing, but I will promote anything.
But then how do you cope with being in the air for that long?
You can watch some movies. You know what? I watched 12 Angry Men. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's really good. But isn't it like 12 hours or something?
No, it's like a 2 hour. Oh, The Fly. It's an hour for each man. Man two. This, it is long. I can't remember how long exactly, but you get used to it. I've done it so many times now.
Right, okay.
And it can be good. They can't get you in the sky.
Who can't?
Just people emailing. You know, like.
Right, well, okay. I'm going to go then.
You should. Yeah. You'd be welcomed.
I've been worried about it, but I'm going to go.
They need you. I think so.
I knew someone who had a dog that only had 3 legs.
Oh, yeah.
And they called the dog Tripod.
Tripod.
And the family would basically play buckaroo on it.
Really?
Yeah.
They were riding it and sort of thing?
No, not riding it. They were putting things on it.
Oh, and seeing what would stay.
Yeah, they would stand it up. And so, because there was a way to make it stand up.
Yeah.
And then they would just put only light things.
Yeah.
And then when it fell down, that was the loser.
When the dog would fall down.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. But the dog seems to be really happy.
You reckon?
With
yeah.
It was a rescue dog and it was in a really, really bad way.
He's like, oh, finally, I've been rescued by the, oh, what are they putting on me?
So he was just so grateful. Like they looked after it well.
Yeah.
But that
they did like to stack things on it.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit cruel, but the dog seemed all right.
He didn't mind it. I did see, this isn't really animal, I did see a boy with really hairy legs on the train.
A boy?
Yeah.
How old?
Maybe like 14.
Okay.
And he had the hairiest legs I've ever seen in my life.
In your life?
They were insane.
So they, like, made you think of, like, an animal.
Yeah. And I'm looking at his legs and then his dad's, like, looking at me and I'm like, sorry, but this guy has the hairiest legs I've ever seen in my life.
Do you think the dad knew?
His dad definitely knew.
Did you see the dad's legs?
I didn't get to see it. He was wearing, like, jeans.
Well, the boy should have been wearing jeans.
I know. Maybe that's their sick operation. Who knows what they're up to?
Well, maybe they're pickpocketing. Did you check
your
pockets?
Do you think that's what they're up to?
They bring him out. That's a clever way to
distract them with your hairy pipes. That's a great technique.
It's a clever way to do it.
But yeah, they were hairy.
But what? How hairy? It's hard for us to imagine.
I'm trying to think of.
Could you see skin underneath?
Barely.
Barely.
Yeah, this is like thick black hair.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of.
Like, he didn't. That's why he's wearing shorts. Then he doesn't need trousers.
Maybe he can't even wear them. Maybe it irritates. Maybe he has to wear shorts legally. Not legally, but to feel comfortable. But yeah,
wow.
he had really hairy legs.
And what did it make you want to pet them or call them a name?
I wouldn't touch them. I wouldn't touch them in a million years.
And he was only 14.
I'd maybe shave them.
I tell you what animal I was most disappointed with.
Go on.
A camel.
Really?
Yeah, it spat at me.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, there was a demonstration at London Zoo when I was a kid and they picked me and the camel was really lovely to me at first and everyone was looking because it was like almost like nudging and it was like everyone was like, oh, and then it waited and then spat
in your face.
And I feel like it knew what it was doing, you know.
Really playing it up, playing the sweet tea. Because they've got long eyelashes, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. And that was my first sort of experience that animals can be bad.
Yeah.
They're not nice.
No, they can turn. They can turn on a dime.
Yeah, they are cruel to each other.
There's a comedian from Brisbane. This is where I started. And she went on Australia's Got Talent and she spat at Brian McFadden.
She
spat. He like insulted her. Oh, I think she went on and she was doing like really rude material, like really blue stuff.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, listen, we got kids in the crowd. Can you cut it out with this filth act or whatever he says? And she goes, oh, what do you know? And they start getting into quite a bit of a squabble. And she spat at him. And then she said, and she was like, oh, I shouldn't have spat at him. Or maybe she denied spitting. It was this whole thing. But then people looked into it and she had also spat at a hairdresser a few weeks earlier. She didn't like her haircut. She spat at her hairdresser. And then she went on Australia's Got Talent and started spitting at Brian McFadden.
Oh, my God. That reminded you. Well, it's the same. I know how Brian McFadden feels.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He was so upset. He's like, I come all the way out here to judge Australia's Got Talent. And, then, you know, he's just protecting the children. She's doing this disgusting. I've seen her act. It's all, you know, humping and all this kind of stuff. She's really funny, by the way.
You'd want that on a T-shirt, wouldn't you? I spat Brian McFadden,
and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. Well, the public didn't. Were not so impressed.
Were they not? No, he's not nice. But well, you know,
and we like Brian a lot because he used to go with Delta Goodrum.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Who is Brian McFadden?
He's a singer.
Oh God, he went out with them. You know, she's got a big skip in her garden. She's got a skip in her garden.
She's got a big skip in her garden.
Yeah.
Like her own personal skip.
Just because she buys a lot of stuff, so she's got a lot of packaging.
She's got her own skip.
She doesn't have a bin anymore. She just keeps a skip outside.
Wow.
Kerry Katona. Did she marry Brian McFadden? Did you know? I think the Pope went to their wedding.
The Pope went to their wedding?
I think so.
Wow. We've got to get this producer. They played for the Pope.
Maybe that's when.
They're similar. Did he wear a private show? I just remembered a really nice story.
Brian McFadden's met the Pope.
Wow.
They were so famous back in the day. Was he his...
Westlife?
Yeah.
Is that him? Yeah.
Westlife. And then he got with... And who's Delta Goodrum then?
Delta Goodrum's kind of pretty similar. Like, she's an amazing singer, songwriter, plays the piano and just, puts a feather in all of our bows.
Is that who he's with now?
I think they split.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
After he got spat on.
Oh, straight onto Goodrum. That sounds
yeah,
a bit dodgy,
straight onto Goodrum. We know what you're up to.
But
we're watching you. We're listening. This is a peach. Okay, so do you know Eddie Maguire?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Eddie Maguire's the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in Australia.
Right.
And he's also like owns like a football team and he's like a big media power player sort of guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is in Sydney. This guy gets booked to play he's an oud player. He plays an instrument called the oud.
Yeah.
It's like a medieval instrument.
Yeah.
The oud. And he gets really big and like suddenly everyone's into the oud and he gets booked for a private party.
Yeah.
They say, we just want you to sit behind this curtain and play the oud. And he goes, oh, do I come out and mingle with the guests? No, mingling. None of that. You're just going to be playing the oud.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. So he's behind this curtain. He's hearing a bit of chatter. He's like, I wonder how many people are even at this private event. He's getting paid a shitload, by the way.
Right.
So he's playing the oud. And then finally, at the end of, you know, the evening, someone comes back, the person who booked him or whatever, and goes, okay, do you want to come out and take a bow? And they open up the curtain. I swear to God, it's a big banquet table. It's Eddie Maguire, Russell Crowe, and Shane Warne, all dressed as kings, wearing crowns, having a big private feast, and he bows.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What's an oud? So let's have a recap of
what
we've talked about.
Let's do a quick recap. We spoke a lot about animals.
We did. Would you say animals has been the themes of this?
Animals.
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 Anyway, that.
I think animals has been the theme.
Would you say overall?
Yeah. It's foggy looking back. I like the woman who's got her own skip bin.
I think we learned a lot about Australia.
There was some Australia stuff.
I think we've thrown a lot in there.
You want us to discuss one specific animal, please send an email.
What do you want us to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. What do you want from us?
If you weren't satisfied with this, then give us some constructive criticism.
We're looking for suggestions of topics to talk about. And if you're a high-profile celebrity, please get in touch and be a guest.
I quite fancy going, you know, when you go on TripAdvisor, finding one-star historic sites.
Oh, that's great.
That people aren't happy with.
Yeah.
And then we'll decide if we're happy with them. Would you be up for that?
Oh, that's a great plan.
So that we'll have to go and take a packed lunch.
I saw the bog people in Ireland recently. 2,000-year-old people who have been preserved in the bog.
And is it worth going to?
It's so good. They cut this guy's nipples off because they didn't want him to become the king. If you don't have nipples, you can't be the king. Oh, I've got nothing but love for the boys from above.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.